News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on Monday, September 30th, our last day of September in 2013. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How was your day?
Weekend, so far, so good, and... Sorry, I have to stop and do something now. Go ahead.
Nope, just continue on. What'd you do this weekend?
We went down and visited friends in Paradise and spent the weekend down there. Lovely, lovely town.
So you were in Paradise this weekend.
Another day in Paradise. Yes.
Good morning, darling.
Well, good morning. Oh. I know, I just slipped in here. You know, the gardener was out in front, so I had to do... Hey, good morning, Monday morning. It is raining outside. Wow. You know, and just realized that, you know, I had my windshield, replaced last week. And so, you know, just,
Is everything working on it?
Well, it's, yeah. Is it leaking? It's not leaking. It's a little foggy.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's like the beginning of the year again when you turn your heater on, a wonder in your house and everything. But yeah. if you're curious of our temperatures today, and yes, I am out of breath because I ran in here. We're going to have a fabulous morning, by the way. We have
here.
A huge week ahead of us, but it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. It is raining. Boy, is it raining outside. So make sure you bring your umbrellas. Streets look kind of bare today, and lots of rain coming down. Looks like it's going to be around 72 and showers most of the day. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor this morning with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. On this Monday, what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. At this time, markets are still negative. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 128 points at 15,129. The S&P 500 is down 14 at 1677. And the NASDAQ is down 28 at 3752. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 5 cents at 1385. And Active Network Inc. up $2.97 at 14.37. Stocks of local interest: Tri-Counties Bank is down 8 cents at 22.44, and Pepsi is down 67 cents at 79.53. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices at the 30-year bond, which brings that yield to 3.68%. In the commodity markets, gold is trading down $13 at $1,326.20. Silver is down 25 cents at $21.57, and crude oil is down $1.42 at $100.92. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, right, thanks Kathy. A lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. We're really glad to have them, too, because I tell you, the amount of unrest that's in Wall Street and in the markets, especially with Obamacare getting ready to launch tomorrow for the signups, it could be just too much. But they are following this. They're going to give you the best advice you could possibly get. Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break here.
And before we do it, yeah, I want to do a shout out to him. The top sellers of the Ducky Derby. Oh, wow. This is great. Cairo Prozio, 7th grade, Reading School of the Arts, sold 146 ducks. You go, girl. Now listen to, I love this girl's name, Simplicity with a D. Simplicity Nogle, 4th grade, Shasta Lake School, sold 141 ducks. And Ela Chin, 7th grade, Reading School of the Arts, sold 140 ducks. Boy, I'll tell you what, those girls are out there, are those people who are out there from Ready School of the Arts.
All,
It's Ready School of the Arts.
I know, but you don't know they're all girls.
I know. I should take that back.
It looks like, all girls. Okay. Shasta School of the Arts. They're out there selling.
You just go.
Go.
Just
all right.
Go. I think it's fabulous.
We're going to take a break. We got a lot of things to talk about. Obamacare, things are happening in our nation. Are we going to shut the government down? And if we did, so what? Also, enjoy the magazine will be with us today to talk about what's going on this whole month here in the North State. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
The federal government is cooking now?
No, the post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, that's much better. They have great food, good drinks, good company.
Won't you please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, October 8th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Cool, because I have some letters to mail.
I give up.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday. We're perky. What can I say? We have tickets for Monster Trucks that we're going to be giving away during the hour.
And we also have tickets from the Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah, if you want tickets for Monster Truck, either Sunday or Friday, just give us a call. 605-4567. We'll give you a couple tickets. But we haven't really gone call to action yet. But if you're, if you're just sitting out there and you think, yeah, I'd like to have a couple of those tickets for one of those days, just give us a call.
I'll be 605-4567.
Okay. This weekend.
It's even more fun when it's muddy.
Oh, it's going to be this weekend. Yeah, you're right. And it goes sliding in the air. All these things that happened this weekend. Thousands of things that were happening. The MIAP. Our friends in the MIAP, Missing in America Project, even though somebody got excited when I said program last week, I somehow said program on Friday. It's project. They're leaving today for a mission of honor. It's going to cover about 2,500 miles through five western states. And, of course, they're going to bury with honor and dignity the unclaimed ashes of up to 178 veterans. 20 motorcycles are going to depart from the Veterans Cemetery in Igo right after the unrelated burial of a highly decorated World War II soldier. Fred Salante has told everybody, is the leader of the MIAP, and this trip will go on for, like we said, and they will be returning at on time for Big Bike Weekend. And Big Bike Weekend is going to be the weekend of 11 October, and there's going to be a lot of things happening there, too. Well, you know, a lot of stuff happening. It's going to be a lot of people here, but we want to give our best wishes going out to our MIAP friends. Indian Dave has a show on here on the station. Has done, and MIAP has brought nothing but honor and glory to the veterans and to those who support it. It's, you know, it's a group of men that do this for free, and they spend a lot of money doing this, paying homage and paying honor to our fallen brethren. Now, okay. Now, this whole weekend, there's so many things going on. We went out on the lake this weekend, and we took a patio boat for the first time from Holiday Harbor. It was a great event.
I want to do a shout-out to Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
He was
told
great.
You'd be listening, Kyle, because we're going to talk about you. And, but just the whole crew out there, they when we came in, they just had it, had the boat ready. We walked down, put our stuff on the boat, and boom.
Well, let's just share for a minute. My folks, okay, my dad is, again, my mom's 80. My dad's 82. My dad was in the, you know, served in the South Seas and is a former Navy guy back in late 40s. Early 50s.
Korean War type.
Yes. And he, you know, boats are really, it's a big thing for him. So, they were so lovely and respectful in how they treated us that I just, you know, I just, what we want to do is share with you that it, you know, it was an excursion that was comfortable, effortless. Kyle took us, okay. The lake is really down and is kind of awkward in a particular area where the boats are.
It's where the boats are and where it came in. So he
took
it around
up,
that spot.
So you could get, you can embank very easily. So they took us out, which was really nice. And they still said that, you know, they have till the end of the month. They have the end of October. So we recommend that if you wanted to do something, you just get away from it all. Once you get up, it's so beautiful. I think this time of year, they said that this time of year is great for fishing, for trout fishing in October.
Yeah.
So it'd be fabulous to go out on a patio boat or a houseboat and just get away for the weekend. So highly recommend it.
Okay. The, after that, of course, we, went to the Mash Bash out there at the airport for the raising funds for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I think that was another success that was out there. And, you know, it's just, again, you see a lot of the same people at a lot of the same events, but it's good. It's kind of like CNA. It's like a family reunion or a high school reunion. You see all your buddies. Thanks to Rob Burrows and the gang for out there for doing everything they did. Famous Dave's Barbecue catered it, so that was good. And they raised, it appeared that they raised a lot of money out there to help the museum. Museum has found a new home, by the way, and will be moving in and will be opened up for business by December 7th. How appropriate is that? All right, we're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about Obamacare when we get back here. And is the GOP going to shut down the government, or is the Democrats going to shut down the government? What happens with Obamacare? And when you're signing up for this, we've got a lot of information. And on Thursday, we're going to have an insurance expert here to tell you about Obamacare and tell you what, how you do sign up for this and what you should do and what you should be looking for and what you should try to avoid. We'll be right back after these messages.
Monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. Bigfoot is back. All also those crazy quad warriors and tough trucks. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse. Thursday, October 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you can get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, October 3rd, in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Then get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 4th, 5th, and 6th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Go to rvmonsters.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Monday, September 30th, 7:23 in the morning. 64 degrees out there. It's raining today. Should be clearing up later. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down there, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, starting to get cold in the morning. There's your place to start off, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices. Walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town with the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All this at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Today is the last day of September. Tomorrow is when you begin to sign up for Obamacare. For all those people who need to sign up for Obamacare, how do you do that? Well, we're not sure how you do that. The GOP wants to, the Republicans want to delay Obamacare 1 year. They want to repeal the tax on medical devices. Those medical devices, things like wheelchairs, breathers, all those pesky little things that help people. They want to tax, you know, Democrats want to tax those. The GOP says, look, we're going to, you know, fund the military. We just want to delay Obamacare. You've already delayed lots of it. You've already delayed the ideas that businesses have to fill up. The, you know, the fact is that you don't have the software in place because, you know, if you, when it comes down to saying what level of Obamacare and you're signing up for, and you're supposed to have income, and that income tells you how much of a subsidy you're going to get or no subsidy. Well, now you just have to say how much money you make. No, no, we don't have any way of checking that. Just tell us. Just tell us. Tell us you're a citizen. Tell us how much money you make. And that's the level of Obamacare you get. The Senate has not met on this. In fact, it's been 37 hours, probably longer now, since they've come back into session to vote on this. And, of course, President Obama says, I'm not going to do anything that's going to mess with Obamacare more than I've messed with it and the, you know, in the last 3.5 years. 3.5 years. It's and do you believe it's ready for prime time? There's people out there that believe in it. I saw an article today in the newspaper that said, hey, I was in France. My wife had an allergic reaction to shellfish. My gosh, they took her to the hospital. She was treated. It was great. They send me a bill for 68 euros, like 100 bucks. Gee, that's with an ambulance trip and all this. Okay. And he says, well, look at France. France is not a third world nation. You know, look how great France is. Well, let me talk about another time. I took an ambulance trip in Croatia. And Croatia is not a third world nation. Croatia has got a very viable economy. It's all this. I also took an ambulance trip. I also was in a hospital for a day getting pumped full of fluids and all types of things. I was in a room with, I didn't have a private room like she didn't get to go home because I got to stay overnight. And I was put in between these two guys that were dying. I mean, literally dying. But that's, you know, that's okay. It's part of the health care system there. The system they had, they ran an EKG on me, which had nothing to do with it, but they wanted to check to make sure I didn't have a heart attack, and I hadn't. It was older equipment, but it worked. The doctor spoke English. And when it came out, I think I spent about $150. Well, this is not bad, you know. However, because when I lived in Croatia, as other people do, that live in European countries or countries where they're socialized medicine, if you have other things that you need to see the doctor about, it takes a lot longer. It's a completely different setup then. And here's the best part, is that when we talk to our Croatian friends, they are paying 65% of everything they make goes to taxes. 65%. Not counting value-added taxes. Not counting the gasoline, which is $5 a gallon. Not counting the other things in there. 65% of everything they make. Now, I asked the gentleman that, you know, I would ask the gentleman that. He said, oh, they've got this and this and this. It's true. And they said, well, they're not being taxed out. You know why? It's because they don't declare what they make. And this is what they tell you. Oh no, we don't declare everything we make. So we cut way back on the, we cut way back. Because if we declared everything we made, we would not be able to, one, have a house, have an apartment. We just couldn't afford it.
So they have private boutique doctors?
They have private boutique doctors. They have all these things. Yes, if you have an emergency in Europe, you're going to be taken care of. It's not going to cost you anything. It's the aftermath, my friends. It's the aftermath that you have to get into. And it is true. They, you know, the government doctors close down at 3:30. If they still have money, if the government runs out of money at that point, then the doctors just shut down, period. But then they run, say they stop at 3 o'clock, they open up again at 4 for people with their own money, their own form of health insurance. Because doctors can't afford to live on what they're making over there. And if you think you want that same type of service, you might ask the French. You might ask the Canadians. Why do the Canadians come down here? And as you get older, you might want to ask that. Are they going to be there to get a hip replacement, a knee replacement? Are they going to be there to be able to be operated on? Why do the Canadians come south? The man was right. If on an emergency like that, he is, it's true. You can go there, you're seen, they will treat you. It doesn't cost hardly anything. That in itself costs money, though. And how much money, I guess it gets right down to it is this. How much money are you willing to pay? Are you willing to pay up to 70% of everything you make to the government for healthcare? Unless, of course, you don't make enough, and then the people that make the money are going to have to pay even more. People we talked to that were paying 65% right off the top, these were not rich people. They had, you know what they lived, they had two cleaning establishments, dry cleaning, two. And so the whole economy, and most of the economy you'll see in a lot of these countries, is gray. It's a gray economy. They don't declare it. There's a lot of trading going on. There's a lot of cash being passed back and forth. You think Vegas had a lot of skimming going on back in the 60s and 70s. Wait till Obamacare really kicks in and your taxes start going up. You're going to see skimming like you never believed. That's why they need 87,000 more feds in the IRS.
Well, we all saw what happened and when we watch specials on prohibition. So anytime you outlaw or everything has to be on a legal you know, with tons of paperwork, and it makes our lives harder than what we once knew it to be. You know that there's going to be ways to get around it, such as underground.
Well, you'll be seeing all types of things here. But the bottom line is this. Is Obamacare ready for prime time? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. What do you think?
Experience history. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013. October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013. October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Linda Bod, Air Talk Station. Good morning, my friends. Monday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. What can we say? Your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Of course, I drive that big F-150. It's red. It's red. It's real red. How red? It's really red. Hey, you know what? You got neighbors giving you great deals down there. They got the best, service department in town. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. If you can't find a car, truck, or SUV down there, either new or previously owned, it does not exist. Redding Crown Motors. Well, one of our favorite times of the, week.
One of our favorite people. Putting on one of her favorite events that everyone looks forward to is the Make-A-Wish event, which is happening October 4th. And we would like to hear, welcome to the show, Barbara Harrison. You have a very special, handsome guest with you this morning.
Yes, he's our biggest sponsor.
And I said, Wayne, how come I don't know you? And then it comes into view. It's kind of like, well, if I only see you once a year. But anyway, so yes, and now it comes into view because we took great pleasure of taking part of the Make-A-Wish event last year. But let's hear about what's happening this year.
Well, this year, we're doing a fashion show again. And we have nine different models. We have male models this year, too, because we have a store that does male clothes or men clothes. That didn't come out right, did it? I'm sorry.
Which store is that?
For Elise.
Yeah.
Down next to Vintners.
They're fabulous, yeah.
Fabulous store. I mean, they really have some great stuff.
Fashion, trendy, cutting edge.
Yeah.
And they'll fit your body.
Stuff. Yeah, and they've lined up nine of the models with some gorgeous clothes. We have Windermere again this year as our main sponsor. Between him and Wind River, this event would not happen. So many shout out to Wind River as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've been great sponsors. And, you know, Windermere, what we do, $10 out of every transaction that we close actually goes into our foundation. And then we chose Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels. This is our second annual event, and we had over 400 people. We raised $20,000 last year, did three Make-A-Wishes, right?
Right.
Right? And pretty awesome, huh?
And some money for Donna, so it was
perfect.
Yeah,
and Donna was great. Yeah, helping families in need that, you know, it's just really tough. It's just such a great, heartfelt thing that we're doing. We really want to give back to the community. We want the community to show up. We want to go through the auctions. There's Texas Hold'em for the men, you know. They get to check out all the beautiful women, but then they could go play Texas Hold'em, and we have a winner takes all in Texas Hold'em along with the fashion show. So it's pretty cool.
And this year they win a pistol. You would love it. Over $600 for that pistol. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Noticing that more auctions are bringing forth the fact that guns are not so taboo, and mm-mm, places that you would not imagine, such as, like, with Make-A-Wish, you could see that possibly a kid wants to go out on a range or their family or something like that.
And a lot of them do.
Yeah, absolutely, which is great. I'd love to hear about Windermere and how you, as your organization, chose to team up with Make-A-Wish. Do you have a personal testimony on that?
Well, I do. When I was young, I wanted to be a fashion designer, if you can tell by my shoes that I'm wearing.
I love your shoes.
But anyway, what happened last year is I had a friend of mine. We went to high school together. She was a designer down in the Bay Area. And so I just had this harebrained idea. You know, everything's four-wheel drives, motorcycles, hot rods up here. So let's just do a fashion show. Let's just do something really special, really different. It was just a little out of the box, and it really came off well. I mean, we had so much fun last year.
Susan was the designer that he's talking about, and she did our clothes last year. In fact, you modeled them. So,
yes.
And I think she had a really great line that was, very fit for Reading. I mean, it worked in really, really well. And the clothes we have this year do the same in a different way. So.
Yeah.
Her line was easy travel.
Yeah.
Which is really great. You could take five of those dresses and be set for Europe, set for any place.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so that's your friend that you grew up with.
Yeah, we grew up together. We went to high school together. You know, and it was just we love giving back to the community, and we thought that this was just, you know, something really heartfelt, something that we wanted to do, and we just went after it. And thank God for Barbara. I mean, she's just an outstanding human being and really pulled this together. Without Barbara heading up Make-A-Wish, it would have just never come together the way it is. But without the public, all you guys out there,
absolutely,
we really need you to participate.
Buy a ticket, if you can't make it, then donate. How do we do that, Barbara?
Okay, and you can get your tickets at Windermere. It's probably the best place to go, simply because they have the seating chart there. And if you want to sponsor a table, which is only $240 for eight people.
And two bottles of wine.
And two bottles of wine.
Where is Windermere for those who might not know
Windermere's
where it is?
Windermere's on Larkspur.
We're 2415 Larkspur Lane. And you can call us at 224-2270. That's 224-2270. And just say, hey, I want to buy some tickets. Tickets are $20. $20 buy-in for the Texas Hold'em for you guys, $240 for a table. You get two bottles of wine, and plus we're feeding people. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres all throughout.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres, we call that.
Heavy. And heavy in that they're really, really good. So.
The neat thing about this year that I'm a little bit more excited about, we have two families that are going to be coming up and with their children, their daughters. We had one of them there last year. And she was still in treatment. This year, she's in definite remission. And then I have another one who was the poster child for the Black Bear December campaign. And so they're both going to talk about, not a long thing, but just to let you know what they've gone through to get healthy. and a remarkable family.
Absolutely.
So get ready to always feel like, you know, that when you're there, when you are donating, when you're giving your $20 for a ticket or you're part of a table, is that you, that money is going towards making a kid's wish come true. I have the great honor of saying how I know Barbara is the very first time I was in Reading. I did not even live here. I did a concert. And it was Carol Skill and Barbara Harrison. It was for Make-A-Wish, and it was at the Cascade. Came to know this through Lynn Moss.
Right.
Owner, of course, of Country Kitchen.
Country Kitchen, yeah.
And very good friend. And so I became nearer and dearer to what it really felt and what it meant from just, you know, the passion of bringing forward what you love to do and doing it with people that you learn to care about and helping a wish.
I can't imagine not being involved. It's been, I've been going on 29 years of doing different things for Make-A-Wish and being a volunteer for the families and going and interviewing the families and the kids. And I get so much out of it. I can't imagine, you know, not being involved. The kids are awesome, and it's so great to go back with their wish and just say, hey, you're going to Disney World. How fun is that going to be? And they have a cake and you have a dinner, and that makes it all worthwhile. And last year we did three wishes, like I said, and we had some money for Donna, for her organization, to help her families. I'm shooting for six kids this year. I'd like to double what we did. So I'm hoping, that we can get that done or get darn close to it.
Let's talk about a little bit about, how many items we have for auctions, what we have going. We got the raffle.
We have
live auction.
As of yesterday, which I haven't even told you yet. Ooh. As of yesterday, we have 72 raffle items.
Oh my!
We've had some great sponsors.
Great stuff come in.
We're gonna
have beautiful
wine. We've got trips. We've got, I don't know what we've got. We've got a lot. Let's put it that way.
They're fantastic events. And like I said, please join us, of course, at the second annual benefit for Make-A-Wish, which is, you know, Windmere and Wind River have come together to make this event. You've got to have, you know, people, of course, and Barbara Harrison at the helm. Barbara's the captain. She always steers the ship and make sure there's plenty of water
Thank you.
The ship to sail on. So,
I think,
and
the
that's a little fishies in the sea.
The doors should open about 5:45. That's what we're pushing for. So you have plenty of time to do the Dutch raffle, buy your raffle tickets, and get involved in the whole evening. So.
Now, can we buy? Can you buy tickets, Dutch raffle tickets, if you're not in the door in the place?
We haven't done outside sales. It gets a little bit confusing to do that because they're just single little tickets.
Okay,
you know, it's not like buying a real raffle ticket.
Uh-huh.
It's a Dutch raffle where you drop them in the bag. So. It's a little different.
Yeah, okay.
We've never done outside.
Well, just
sales.
Curious about that. I have to ask all the questions out loud.
No, you do. Absolutely. Thank you for doing that.
So you have the last minute, the last push here. How's the house look? We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this special event that's happening on this Friday. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearm Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalify.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, this is your talk radio station. Good morning. 7:46 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. 64 degrees out there. It's raining here, sunny. Sungo doesn't have rain yet out there where she's at. It's been raining here, let me tell you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. That's where we were at on Saturday, out on one of their patio boats. You know what? That's a great boat. I mean, go all over the lake. It doesn't take much gas at all. It's got everything you need just to have a good time with, you know, bathroom, barbecue, places to sit, tables, everything.
That's so, one of our live auction items.
Oh, really?
That's
right. Well, you know what? Holiday Harbor has a great,
so generous.
Great, they do so much. Houseboats, ski boats, or jet skis. Just, you know what? The season is almost over, but it's still beautiful out there. So if you get a chance, we saw some jet skis and ski boats going forward. A lot of people fishing. They've got a deal that's going to fit any budget. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383, or visit lakeshasta.com. Okay, our guests today, Barbara Harrison and Wayne Martin, make a wish.
That's me.
We'll make a wish and wish for $1 million.
I'd love to. You know what I would do with that, don't you? Woo-hoo, yeah.
So the event is
house on the beach and take care of kids. That's what I do.
There you go. Just have a large house.
This Friday, October 4th. At Wind River, general admission is $20. Your sponsor table, for six is $240, which is really a great deal. I think that's probably the best deal in town for anybody to do.
$240 for eight people.
For eight people, and a sponsor table is great. Six to nine. So, make a wish, it really is one of those, I hate to say it's kind of an instant gratification as far as like following within the year, knowing that your funds are going to go towards a kid making a wish. It's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like I said, giving that to those kids is what's so special. It's a tearjerker. I don't, now still, after all these years, don't drive away from a home without tears in my eyes. I just do. It's just me, but I'm too emotional.
Well, they've done so much. Make-A-Wish does so many things. You look at little things like
everywhere. Like, we're all around the world. We're everywhere.
Doing anything. I mean, it's not just Disneyland.
No, Disney World.
It's meeting people. It's, you know, it's the, playing, you know, in a band or meeting their favorite musician, which gives them that impetus to go on and fight this and sometimes and many times win.
Yeah, and they do. And they do win. It's a different situation than it was 10 or 15 years ago where the kids didn't win. And this is getting better medical-wise, so it's getting better for them.
Well, kindly interrupt you here, because
no,
I remember when I did the concert, not being a part, not really living in Redding, and did this concert, it was 2003, I think.
Yeah.
I did receive immediately, well, within that year, I received a picture of the kid that you gave the wish to with a great big trout fish, mm-hmm. or I think it was a rainbow trout or a trout, and you said that he just wanted to go fishing. And I was so honored to be able to get this framed picture of this kid and know that the work that I love to do And the joy I felt that night was that, you know, that you had followed through. And so that's what I'm talking about too, is that you get to hear what happens with your funds when you come out for October 20, this weekend, and, for the, October 4th event, which is happening. We're trying to drive you into understanding that right now we're looking to get tickets sold.
Yes.
And.
Well, quite frankly, our ticket sales are doing absolutely smashing. As the word goes, I think we only have 7 tables left. So we are doing quite well. He's been out of town.
Yeah, I've been out of town for a week, and the last time I heard we had 12, now we have 7.
I think we're down to 7, yeah.
It is one of the events of the year where it could possibly sell out. So you need to call us at 224-2270. Yeah, call Windermere Real Estate, and Deanna on our front desk, she's going to help you get your tickets or get a table. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm really excited about it. And like I said, oh, and what else we have the Silver Bridge Band playing this year, which will be really, really cool.
The what band?
Silver Bridge.
Oh.
Which is Don Burton.
Don Burton. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They just released a new album, I believe.
Yes, I think it's out already. I think it's done.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Really good music.
Yeah.
We have a great time. Yeah. I mean, it's just fun.
Yeah.
That 3 hours goes so fast. There's so much going on with the raffles.
I don't even have time for a glass of wine. I mean, I am running around like a chicken and doing stuff. It's fun.
You know, I check out the, I'm doing here on my iPad, is checking out photos. Here's a young boy that wanted to fly in the helicopters.
Uh-huh.
And so he's been flying the last 2 months with the military.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's things like
there's also the thing that will break your heart is like maybe grandma and grandpa live in Kansas, and this little boy, he wanted to go to Kansas to see his grandparents because he knew there was no other way. They didn't have the money to get to Kansas, and that was the biggest thrill of his life. He didn't choose, you know, for something for himself. He chose that for the whole family to be reunited.
Well, think about it. You know, here you have, you're going along in your life. You never know when cancer can touch your child. You know, you just don't know, and it happens. I mean, it's really sad. The last 6 months, I've heard of 3 families here locally where cancer's touched the children. And so then the family, you know, it's devastating in some ways. And then you got to pick up and move forward. All the money starts going to medical. All these things start happening. And that's where Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels really steps in and helps the family.
Donna does a big, big job on that, for the kids, because what her money is goes for gas, goes for meals while they're down having treatments. So, how she got this put together was amazing. Yeah, just amazing.
Make-A-Wish Foundation grants a wish every 38 minutes.
That's true.
Every 38 minutes, mm-hmm. there's a wish granted. Got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, we're talking Make-A-Wish.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Red.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
And they don't
ever. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:55 in the morning. September 30th, last day. Bad Bob, let's get another month away here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and More. What can I say about Mike Huber and the crew down there? Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Everybody needs to have an ultimate lucky smoker. You can cook anything on there, and it cooks. I mean, just it cooks forever.
He was at the Enjoy Store.
He's at the Enjoy Store and all this. Yeah. Anyway, he's our builder of choice for a good reason. We trust him, and he's a man of integrity. Give him a call 241-7866. Estate Granite and More. Okay, Barbara Harrison and Wayne Morrison are here to
Wayne Martin.
I'm sorry, Wayne Martin. Why did Morrison Martin? I'm sorry, Wayne. I really am.
That's okay.
He's one of the big backers of Make-A-Wish. So from Windermere.
Windermere Real Estate.
That's right. So thank you very much for that. And sorry I butchered your name. Final last thoughts here in the last 4 minutes. I mean, if there's any last thoughts from Barbara Harrison, I mean, it just goes from this, from Make-A-Wish and then to the next one. But no, make a wish this time.
This is this time. Yeah.
This is your love.
Just want you guys to come on down and get your tickets. Come on down and have a good time with us. We have 4 Texas Hold'em tables. We have a Dutch raffle. We have a silent auction that will be handled by Mark Lascelles. We have a band that is outstanding, Silver Bridge, and a fashion show. And I've seen all the fashions of what they're going to wear. Put my little tibs on them, and that's going to be fabulous. Really some beautiful clothes.
It's so going to be a great show. Yeah, last year was pretty awesome. You were a model, Linda?
Yes, and
Linda
was fantastic.
Absolutely beautiful.
It was a great night.
And the models were beautiful. It
was
going to
be this
so
year,
much
but
fun.
Something happened.
Uh-oh.
She got too busy.
No, Carl double booked things.
Carl, I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, so yes, it is a fabulous event, and we can say that we were hands-on last year, and it's fantastic. And my brother and sister-in-law came up, and they were my special guests or our special guests at the table, and they had a great time. And ended up, my sister-in-law is from Alturas, ended up knowing a lot of people who are from the North State. It was a great night.
She knew Donna too.
She knew Donna. Yeah. They went to high school together.
Right.
And so just a spectacular night. And, of course, Barbara, you do everything with great finesse.
Thank you.
Oh,
I try.
Great.
I try.
Well, the other thing is, the thing that's so good about the Dutch raffle, there's all different levels. We had some people that bought big trips. We had people do houseboat events. You can win a trip to Vegas. You can win a trip to Florida, I think.
We're working on that.
We're working on that one. Yeah, but should be able to go. I know Freddie's working on it like crazy. We're giving away 2 trips.
Yeah, that's what
2
I'm hearing.
Trips.
Yeah. Another thing that we're doing this year that Doug Jenke, who is also another realtor here in town, and he's a certified racer, and he's devoted a full day, and you come down with your car to Thunder Hill down at the racetrack, and you have the whole day.
Mm.
So that's going to be a neat prize. I think this one's going to be on that one.
Oh, right? Absolutely. I'm a Porsche guy, so yeah, I really dig
it. He'll be down there with his car learning how to, Doug how to drive.
Hey, but we really need to have everybody support this. Come down, get some tickets at give us a call at Windermere Real Estate, 224-2270. That's 224-2270. Or come on down to 2415 Larkspur Lane to Windermere Real Estate. Let's get cooking. Let's get some tickets going.
You got, what, 7 tables left?
9.
9 tables left. So you can still get in there
before
this Friday. All right. Barbara Harrison and Wayne Martin from Windermere. thanks so much for being here.
And a big shout out to Wind River too. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, guys, Wind River, you know what?
And all the other sponsors.
Couldn't do it without Wind River.
Big part of our community too. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages and the news with Enjoy Magazine. I saw James Masada out there. We're going to talk about what's happening in North State. We'll be right back.
Thank you for having us.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The verbal wrangling continues on Capitol Hill.
Senate decided not to work yesterday. Well, my goodness, if there's such an emergency, where are they?
Those sentiments from House Speaker John Boehner, even as the clock is ticking toward a government shutdown with precious little time left for Congress to pass a short-term spending bill, SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
The deadline to reach a deal is Monday midnight. That's when the current fiscal year ends. Unless there's a budget agreement, the new fiscal year will begin without any money for most government operations. The likelihood of such an agreement appears remote now that House Republicans have made several changes to a short-term bill that Senate Democrats warned they would not accept. Among those changes is a one-year delay in the implementation of Obamacare. Thanks to rules that mandate the Senate's procedures for debate, there isn't enough time to make that change. And if neither side finds a way to bend, government will not be open for business starting Tuesday. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, new U.S. outreach to Iran is likely to be a contentious issue as President Obama sits down with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House at this hour.
Middle East peace and developments in Syria are on the agenda, but so is Iran. Israel views Iran as a threat and is irritated the Iranian government is suggesting that it wants to re-engage with the West. Before flying to the U.S. yesterday, Netanyahu said he will tell the truth in the face of what he called Iran's sweet talk.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Still a challenge getting to work for Connecticut commuters bound for New York City because of a crippled up rail line. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants the group that controls that rail line to be held accountable.
There needs to be an investigation to hold accountable the people at Con Ed, particularly, and Metro North, who are responsible for this abject failure to plan.
Rail service disrupted last week when a circuit failed in Mount Vernon, New York. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Blinds.com has taken customer service to the next level. For example, need expert design advice about designer blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes? Call or email anytime. It's free. Want to chat live with a decorator? Again, free. Need to show a design expert the actual windows you're covering using your smartphone or tablet? That's free, too. And as always, get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
You normally think of Twitter as a place to get an alert about some celebrity's new music, movie, or musings, but there is a lot more.
It can also be a source for alerts of a more serious nature. Those signing up for Twitter sites for the American Red Cross, the Centers for Disease Control, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency will be able to get alerts from those agencies. The same type of alerts can be received if users sign up for the other federal, state, and local agencies.
That's SRN's Gordon Griffin reporting. Fire officials say nobody could have survived the crash of a small jet into a storage hangar at Santa Monica Municipal Airport in California last night. Rachel Pollack lives near the airport and spoke to an eyewitness before speaking to KNBC-TV.
He said there was this little flame. He said he felt like it could have been put out with a fire extinguisher. It wasn't a big deal, and all of a sudden there was an explosion. He didn't see anyone get out of the airplane.
And authorities say nobody could have survived, but they don't know exactly how many people may have been in the plane. This is SRN News. Atlanta Mission Shelter Director Michael Shepard says the Unsheltered No More program helps place homeless veterans and the chronically homeless into permanent housing by getting other agencies involved.
Finding these homeless, locating them, getting them a central location to stay, and then having case managers come out and meet with them.
And the Unique Georgia program seems to be working for people like former chronic homeless veteran Larry Maynor, who says moving from the shelter to a home has helped him on his journey to a better life.
It's like the old people say, you got to crawl before you walk. You know, the shelter I crawled, now I'm walking.
More than 6,000 homeless people live in metro Atlanta. According to a point-in-time count back in January, Atlanta's new Unsheltered No More initiative is in keeping with a national movement toward a housing-first approach to dealing with veterans and their problems. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling right now. It's down about 96 points. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning, September the 30th, the last day of September. What can I say? It's going to be a interesting day out there. And we have, but you know, let's just start off though with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. That I just, you know, Kathy, after 1,000 times of saying that, I'm still messing it up sometimes.
I know how it goes, Carl, trust me. Good morning, everyone. The markets are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 99 points at 15,159. The S&P 500 is down 7 at 1,683, and the NASDAQ is down 10 at 3771. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 4 cents at $13.86 and Facebook up 26 cents at $51.50. Turning to stocks of local interest, we have North Valley Bank down 7 cents at $18.62 and Pacific Gas and Electric up 12 cents at $40.90. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.69%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down a dollar at $101.34. Gold is down $3.90 at $13.35.10, and silver is up 16 cents at $21.99. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock and 9:05 right here in KCNR. You know what? I'm having problems here because people are walking in and out, closing the doors, and I just am saying, trying to say something that I've been saying three times a day for a year, and I'm still messing it up. But I do know one thing. Their phone number is 243-7561. Our Wells Fargo advisors, call them if you've got any questions concerning what's happening on Wall Street. Let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. What's happening in tonight?
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're great. You know, we just have a studio full of people and we're crazy crowded. It's Monday. I think everyone's getting ready to start their week. And what better way to...
You've got Enjoy Magazine this
Yeah. Week. How wonderful to hear what's happening tonight with you. You always have the most informative people on as
we
well.
We do. Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, that is the Destiny Fellowship Church, we will be having Holly Swanson. She is the author of a book called Training for Treason, and it's all about the Green Movement and the very specific political agenda behind Common Core curriculum in our public schools. She ties the Common Core curriculum directly to a very specific extreme environmental agenda. It's an excellent presentation. She was on We the People Radio yesterday, and the difference between tonight and our other Monday meetings is that we normally audio tape and videotape our meetings so that folks can tune in anytime and watch those. But tonight will be the exception. We will not be videotaping or audio taping this presentation. So if you are even remotely curious about how Holly ties a political agenda to Common Core curriculum, I really encourage people to come out.
Well, Common Core curriculum is part of the California curriculum.
Yes.
And it's been fought by, of all people, it's been fought by the teachers unions.
Yes, and it's getting some serious pushback across the country.
Well, it is, and this is the thing about it, it's voluntary, but there's something like, I think, 47 states have opted in, but there's, I think Florida is trying to opt out right now.
Yeah, I think once they passed the bill, they read it and they found out what was in it.
Well, we're going to have to have a, she's obviously an expert on Common Core and how it fits in like that. We'll get somebody also that says, oh, this is why Common Core works. And are supposed to work. And
nice to show both sides.
Well, there is. And, you know, and there's some parts of it probably. The one thing that when Tom Armolino was talking about, it's instead of the multiple choice test, you now have to, the test, you have to reason and figure it out and say why instead of just guessing. So I think, anything, it's got some parts of it could probably be something we want to save.
And any time your government wants to nationalize something, it should raise your suspicions a little.
Well, You think?
Hey, and very quickly, and I know you've got guests in the studio, so I'll make this super fast. There's a lot of stuff coming down this week with the continuing resolution, the Affordable Care Act starting tomorrow, the possibility of the Farm Bill not being resolved. There could be potential disruptions in our normal way of life, so all I want to say is I just encourage anyone out there listening to take some time today and tomorrow and just stock up on some basic supplies, have a full tank of gas, water, non-perishable foods, first aid items.
Oh, that's right. They may shut down the government here.
Yeah, and it has the potential to be maybe a little more serious this time. Who knows? Nobody's got a crystal ball, but we haven't always had grocery stores on every corner, so I encourage people to just do the basics, just the responsible thing for your family.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Tonight at
Destiny
Fellowship Church, 6 p.m. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott. We'll be right back. We have James Massad and Rhonda Ball in Joy Magazine finding out what's going on in the North State and what a great looking magazine one more
the
time.
The October issue. Lots of good stuff is stacked up in there. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring. At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend's sled into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Bar in Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Funny that you're playing the Eagles song. Welcome to the Hotel California. I was watching a special on them last night. You know, you just, great is great, and these guys, you know, how they grew up and how they came together and how they worked in their musician and writing songs. It was fabulous. So, you know, I always say keep your dreams alive, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And there's going to be a lot of people, there stories we're going to cover about greatness in businesses and people who dream, and we as a community embrace those who dream, and that's what we can do. It's our number here, 605-405-67. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. It's raining outside. It looks like we're going to have a high of around 74 today and lows around 56. Weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Opera in the Vineyards. Mm. This Thursday night, we're going to be having one of the opera singers who will be here. And it's October 12th, Opera in the Vineyards.
Our guest today are James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Multiple Stores. Soon will be a veritable juggernaut of Enjoy throughout the United States.
Thank you.
Is Thanks. That the right word? Juggernaut. Yeah. Yes, I think that works.
Juggernaut, yeah.
That works. Yep, that works. Okay, hey, what's...
I like the idea of an opera in the vineyard.
It's the Bel Canto singers.
Oh, you know what? That's right. I have that up in our window.
Bel Canto singers. October 12th, 5:30 p.m. And what you have is hors d'oeuvres,
Great
wine pairing.
Setting.
You're going to be having wine from Mr. Anselmo's personal vineyard, and you are going to be having arias, favorite arias performed by the North State Bel Canto singers. So,
well, somebody told me once that I should have been a opera singer.
Really?
It would have been a basso profundo.
Oh.
Somebody told me I should be on the stage, and that there was one leaving in 2 minutes.
But I don't think they ever heard me sing. So.
Oh, they just like the sound of your bass voice. Like,
well, you know, you should. You know what it does? It sounds bass. Like you could be able to do that. Yeah.
Well, who knows? Yeah.
What, Rhonda?
His Ball. Next life.
I'm just really shy, so that would be really
Okay, we need to, you say it's your birthday, we're gonna come out, we're gonna go out with that, but, because it is your seventh birthday.
Do you believe it?
It's celebrating 7 years.
Crazy, huh?
And, what does that mean for you? Seven years of having a enjoy.
That means we've been spoiled because, like, I think, like Rhonda has said for years, that every issue that comes out, even for us, as much as work is put into it, especially on, you know, Rhonda's front. When it shows up, then we get the phone call that the truck's being delivered and we haven't seen it yet. And we get a phone call from somebody that received it in the mail. You know, it's like a birthday once a month because we're opening up a new gift.
It's like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's been like watching a baby grow up, you know. This baby's 7 years old. It's crazy. And being there from the very beginning and watching it and nurturing it. And it's been
Well, it's got a personality now, and now it's starting to get smart. So you know what? You know,
there you go.
Well, we got to keep up with it.
Well, congratulations, because A, your team had to conceive it, and you guys have been there. The untold hours that Rhonda Ball and James Masada, and you know, other staff people have come and go, but you have stayed there through, and then opened the Enjoy store. Mm-hmm. But you have seen this through, and it's like anything else. I mean, there's growing pains. Should we go from this many pages to this many pages? And it always remains the fullest of integrity with its visual and its content.
Thank you. That's really,
and those were really great rules that were set up structurally for the company in its beginning by Rhonda, to be honest, because as the editor, she had some thoughts, and we, you know, have tried to poke holes in that for a few times to see, and she's relentlessly keeps the structure. And you know what? Honestly, that is a testament to part of its success, because I won't go into details because we think it's part of our little trade secret in one regard. However, it works very well and worked very well for the publication.
Well, October is my favorite month of year, and I think
it's my birthday.
When is your birthday? October what?
17th.
Oh. Well, here we go. And so you're celebrating your 7th anniversary with Enjoy Magazine. You bring to us, again, businesses, people that are living in other parts of the county, maybe up out of the hills, the artists that you've never heard of, you don't know anything about. They're not mainstream, but you bring them to our attention, places to go, other communities.
And thank you for pointing that out, because one of the things that I would say, even though as great as it is, and it's kind of a good thing. But people here feel like this magazine is, you know, Reading's publication, and it is, because this is our home. However, we write basically about everything north of the Sacramento County line, up to the border of Oregon, and even occasionally we'll write across the border into Oregon about something from state line to coast. So we are a Northern California lifestyle magazine sharing the greatness of the true Northern California. And, you know, our home offices and heart are here in Reading. So I think it's an amazingly wonderful goodwill publication for all of communities in Northern California, not just Shasta County.
Well, what I really appreciate about, and we got to take a quick break. In fact, I'll talk about that when we get back. We are here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. We're talking the Enjoy issue of October, but guess what? They're turning 7. Congratulations. 7 years of Enjoy magazine.
Thank you.
Here it goes.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique.
From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That warmed the cockles of your heart, huh? 530-605-4567. Time is 8:25 in the morning. 64 degrees out there. It's raining here. I don't know if it's raining everywhere else, but it's raining here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Okay, seems cool now, right? Well, it is, but it's going to get cold. This is a perfect time to have Martin and the people from Alliance Heating and Air come in. Take a look at your heating system. This is the time of the year they're very busy because people are just saying, well, you know what? I guess my heater works, but I'm not sure. They're going to come out. They're going to check it, check your ducts, do the, look at the filters, do the whole thing. Get on that maintenance program that they have. I can't say enough about Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. They are totally professionals. We would call on them on anything to have anything done with our heating and cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or visit them at homecomfort.org on the web.
All right. With us this morning is James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. It's the 7th anniversary birthday of Enjoy Magazine. Let's hit it.
Dive right in.
One of the things that I'm really proud of is for the last 5 months, our magazine has been over 100 pages. So it is growing consistently.
Yeah. It is consistent. We've talked about that. And it's how many this time?
And that's it's 104. And it's been 104 for the last 5 months. So I think that's pretty cool. Our first issue was 48 pages.
Wow.
And we stretched it for that.
Yeah. And beautiful print.
We made $50 the first month. Yeah. And we may have stretched that. I'm not sure.
Beautiful print. We know that it's October.
Same here, I think.
So let's go.
Well, the magazine's at also a point where it's so large that the people that manufacture it for us or print it and stuff, we can't go up very many more pages because the machine that binds it can't.
We'll
bind
have
it this way.
Bind
we're going to have to go to a different binding system.
Oh my goodness!
Well, let's get down to some of the stories. I was into the Enjoy store. Now you have store one and store two. You have the brand new store in Red Bluff that just opened a few months ago, if not last month. And then so you've extended the store here off of Placer Street. So you have a larger area where you can display furnishings and you know wonderful. Just wonderful items over there. But one of the artists that you, have seemed to have, highlighted is this guy, Martin Strebe, who does metalwork.
Yeah. He's kind of a local celebrity, actually. So we do have a wonderful article this month on page 19 on metal artist John Martin Strebe. And most people know him. They may not know his name, but a lot of people do because, him and his wife are very well connected in the community. But, John is the one that's responsible for all the beautiful fish art that you see throughout our community in the center divide along 44 with the eagles and turtles and then also over, what is that, on Cypress and Market where
that
waterfall
is. Cool.
And
yes.
Very talented.
The salmon are jumping
and
out of the ground.
And at View 202, his art is...
in the fountain when you walk in.
Oh, that's why. I wonder who did that.
Yep. Great. And at...
Cicada Grill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
we have met him on several occasions at various events, too.
Uh-huh.
And he is. He's he is so artistic. So that's, able to do that.
So he has won probably the, you know, most people are at least recognize his pieces around town for sure. But he's brilliant and he's a gentleman. And I really want some of his pieces in our store. We don't have any of his pieces. We've talked. I've seen them. We've said, yeah. We do have metalwork in our store and people quite often with, you know, some beautiful fish, they'll come in and specifically ask if that's the artist that does the pieces around town. And I have to unfortunately tell them, no, it's not. Though the person that does our metalwork is also kind of an amazing artist and works across the street at, Girlinger's where he, does or gets his medal and things like that. So brilliant stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a great article to read on the history and, you know, what motivates him. And that's really what is inspirational. It talks about how he got into it. And, you know, he used to do, you know, a lot of stuff besides just the metal yeah. art. As well,
in this article, it says prior to living in the North State, Martin Strebe saw a series of iron sculptures in Taos, New Mexico.
Yes.
One of my favorite places on the planet. And I had, I can do that mm-hmm. moment. So, he began to focus on earnest on his own creations and he began to earn contract work while living in El Paso, Texas in the mid 1990s.
Yeah.
I love that when, somebody's just walking along through life and all of a sudden they have this, I can do that. And then they,
iron hits them in the head.
Yeah. And they become like this. I mean, to think that this guy in the 90s was thinking that and here he is, what, 10, 15 years later, mm-hmm. he's got his fish sculptures in California on a highway. I mean, that is something that you see mm-hmm. when you're going through on the way up to Weaverville, on the way up yeah. through, you know, you gotta cut through to get over to the other side.
I'm wondering if they're doing more because I just, was going by, getting off the exit there at Turtle Bay and the, Civic and, there are these now footings coming up the side of the bridge with poles sticking up. Lending me to believe that there's some other type of art that's being produced.
Fabulous.
So I don't know what it's going to be, but we might actually have more coming.
Well, the next 10 years, we should be the next Ashland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we have more of the 7th anniversary of Enjoy magazine, and we've been talking about several different stories. One of the next stories that we talk about is the chickens when we come back.
And
I love this.
I love
and
chickens.
And let's just get a quick shout-out for the Stillwater Powwow.
Yeah.
That's happening this weekend, the 4th through the 6th there at
the
Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be great. We'll be back after these messages with Enjoy the magazine. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowdy Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Stores, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the Chamber Office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere?
Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. Are you king eligible? You know, I guess it's now time for the kings and queens and homecoming and everything. Gosh, it is that time of year.
Getting there, yeah.
October. Wow, welcome back, KCNR 1460. We're live here.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold right there. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Well, usually we have our Enjoy folks in here on the first Monday of the month. But since this Monday fell at the end of the month and October is such a big issue with so many cool things, we happen to be able to get both Rhonda and James in here. So we're talking about some of the articles. And before we left on our break, James, we were talking about raising rare and exotic chickens.
Yep. Well, just chickens in general, I love and, always have ever since I was a kid. And, a lot of people don't know, but there's ordinance in our city that allows you to have chickens in the city limits. I believe no roosters just because they're crowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know several people that actually, live here in town, actually in our neighborhood down on the garden track that have their own chickens and our neighbors do. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing if you love fresh eggs and there's something about the birds kind of like fish tanks when you watch them out in the backyard just putzing around. They're kind of calming. So
do you fix chickens a certain way so they can't fly? Or do they chickens can fly.
They roost.
They can fly. I mean, not long distances. They can get up and over things or they can, yeah, you know, glide and stuff. You know, I don't know. My chickens have always been free range. So, you know, they come back to the roost every night. If they were in your backyard, I would assume that, you know, there's a chance that they could fly up onto the fence.
Well, you want to put them away at nighttime because of the critters, but I'm just wondering. I'd be curious to have a show just on that, to see about, you know, if you could take the chicken poop and you can put it in mulch.
Garden. Oh yeah.
There you
great
go. So you're doing that kind of thing. So this is called One Cool Chick.
Yeah. And this is on page 23 and it's called Raising Rare and Exotic Chickens with Debbie. And how would you pronounce her last name?
Stir.
S-T-U-H-R.
Stir, I think. Stir.
Yeah. Sorry, Debbie. You're not here to tell us. Anyway, this is a really interesting story about this woman that she talks about her originally growing up in kind of rural Riverside area. She grew up with chickens, had an affinity for them, loved them just like I did and do, and then moved away and became a big executive at one of the large casinos in Las Vegas for umpteen years and finally got tired of the city life and rat race. And she found some property and relocated in Red Bluff and then started to amass her collection of and love of animals that, you know, a lot of people do when they finally have property. But one of the areas that obviously grew for her was her love for chickens. And this goes on to talk about an incident with a friend and being able to get a clutch of eggs and, you know, hatching them out only to become who she is today, which is a woman that raises and breeds rare and exotic chickens and has basically a business, an international business, where she sells fertilized eggs all over the United States, all over the world, to collectors that are trying to get their own breeds going.
We talk about businesses here in the Reading area, in the North State, in Reading, that are international international in scope.
Mm-hmm.
And there's little ones that you would never think
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Like the one with the honeybees,
uh-huh,
with
breeding
the queens.
Of the queens. Uh-huh.
They go all the world. Now, now she's got a business that literally touches the whole world.
Yep.
It may not be massive, thousands of eggs leaving every day, but
She has 2 year waits on certain eggs.
A 2 year wait because she.
I think it's funny.
You know what? I want wonder if she'd like to have a radio station. I can trust me. I can go out there and watch chickens.
I think it's funny that a lot of people buy her eggs to show the birds.
Yes.
Yeah. Show birds. I didn't know that people, like dogs, you know, yep. They have show dogs, they also have show birds.
That's an interesting.
Well, you know, I know the county fairs, remember? You can go into the county fair.
Right.
And see all these different types of chickens, uh-huh. But I didn't know it was elevated maybe in, you know, they,
and the picture there shows red, the eggs are red.
Some yeah. of them, yeah. But here's the deal, there must be money in it, because there's a part in here that says, when she was talking about creating her original flock, it says, the original flock from which the eggs came had been destroyed after the owner failed to fetch the asking price of $65,000.
For 400
birds. So that's some chump, that's not chump
right.
change.
Right.
You know?
That's fascinating. And that story is in our lovely Enjoy magazine, which is, you know, free to the public. We love that. Still some at the store. Hurry and go get them. And, of course, in various other business locations.
We've got three or four.
I think we have
here,
a small stack here. But what happens is people come in and, boom, they're gone. But by the time that 3 o'clock today, they'll be gone. So do you have a question from the chat pack?
I have something from the chat pack. It says, I need to go to the Enjoy store and get my jalapeno peanut brittle fix. I love that stuff. And while there, I will shop for Christmas for a few folks, too.
Yeah, that's good. Funny.
Thank you.
It's starting to get really busy. And, and did you know that Enjoy the Store celebrates its birthday in October as well?
As well.
Yeah.
Year number 3.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I went in there Friday and I got my...
Thanks, Rhonda. I forgot about that.
My natural air spray that I love, as well as a special present for my brother's 60th. I mean, I didn't go in there looking to buy his 60th, but I said, oh, that's amazing. And you said, you know what?
It spoke to you.
We have a few of these came in, 3 were sold yesterday, because that's what happens. You get special stuff in, artists, there's maybe 10 items, mm-hmm. and boom, they go, because you've got a back stock.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, let's talk about, you know, there's a darling article about the fiddlers,
mm-hmm.
and the fiddlers dance. And one of the sayings that I love in that sticks out for me is it's quoted, it's all about sharing the music, Barrett says, of the jams that have been known to incorporate musicians from ages 3 to 91. There's no class system in fiddling. There's just not much snobbery out there. Love that!
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, we have James Posada and Rhonda Ball. The 7th birthday of Enjoy the Magazine. What can I say? We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and of course, locally owned and family operators. Getting close, getting cold. Get out there with that propane, 530-365-3793, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, Bob, was that Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I have great memories of that song. I remember when I was a teenager, it was one of the first albums I bought, and I imported it in a 12-inch extended mix, and I was driving in my car, and a friend of mine drove by on the freeway, and I stuck it up towards the window to let him see that I had gotten it, and I was super excited, and the wind caught it and blew it out my window, and the car behind me ran over it, and I could see the album just splintered on the freeway.
A memory.
And how long ago was that?
That was probably 1984.
So, that's a memory.
And this thing, not only was it a memory, I mean, he remembers the day. You know, he goes, wait a minute, my whole
the color of the car.
Well, I was in love with this girl. The girl that sang the song had the most wicked. I was a new waver back then, so I was very much Flock of Seagull with the hair and everything. Uh-huh. And when she came on the scene, it was kind of a little bit like the Clash, but she had her head shaved and she was awesome.
Did you shave your head then?
I did, yeah. I had a mohawk and I had all kinds of things. My parents were proud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of parents being proud, let's go.
Proud parents of the 7th birthday of Enjoy the Magazine.
And we were talking about the Fiddler's Dance that's coming up. It's a Western Open Fiddle Championship. That's one of the articles that you have in this issue. And I think there's a great quote in the front.
I'm going to let Rhonda talk about it, but there's a great quote on the front. This page, page 33, Fiddler's Dance. And these girls are just so cute. But it says, old-time fiddlers are often asked to tell the difference between a violin and a fiddle. Some say a violin is carried in a case, a fiddle in a gunny sack. The organizers of this year's Western Open Fiddle Championships are saying simply, violins sing, but fiddles dance.
And that's so true. I love violins and fiddles. Just love
that. You can't
that.
Have a country band without a fiddle.
Oh, love
it. You know, people talk about that. There's even a song written about that. I love the sound of the fiddles.
Well, the Western Open Fiddle Championships is, this is their 31st year they've been doing this. And it's going to be held on October 24th through 26th at the District Fairgrounds, Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. So this story talks about the history of the, Open Championships, and all ages come out to
play.
And
we've actually had some world champion fiddlers come from this part of the world. Cause when I was in high school and lived up in Whitmore, one of our neighboring ranches had a son, and I'm trying to remember his name, but he was a world champion fiddler. So there are talent.
We also had one we were talking about, one of the high school girls around here just won. Well, it's been a year or so that just, you know, that won a fiddling championship. And you know, one thing I've noticed about this issue of Enjoy is the tremendous amount of, attention you're bringing to breast cancer awareness.
Yep, it's that time again.
Yep, it's October.
It shouldn't be. It's something that we focus on, obviously, this time of year, but it's something that obviously needs attention all year long.
We've had several friends that have have had bouts with this past, you know, this past year, mm-hmm. that have successfully fought it. And that's the thing. If you find that there's cancer there and you find it early, there is a real good chance of beating Absolutely. It, eradicating it. But you've got to be checked.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, so yeah, we have
there's
a story
my commercial
about,
for that. Yeah,
making strides against breast cancer is
Page
we have
59.
A story. Uh-huh.
I like
there's
that.
A lot, you know, one thing that I noticed when we were putting this issue together is there is a lot of event stories in this issue. There's a lot of stuff coming up in October. There's the
a busy month.
The CH2M Hill Gala
to raise money for the
Dunsmuir
Rising Stars Gala for Whiskey Town and the planetarium. It raises money.
I love Schrader Planetarium.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty event heavy.
It is. Well, you know, in the last part of September, the last 2 weeks in September and then this October, I mean, powwows, Make-A-Wish.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's everything. Everything seems to be going on, at least for the first 2 weeks in this Big Bike Weekend. Big Bike Weekend starts a week from Friday. Is everybody ready?
And I think there's a lot to do, but I think partly it's because also, let's just face the facts, this is sometimes the best time of year, one of the better times of our year
October.
Here in Redding because, you know, it usually is good, stable weather, but it's much cooler. So you can tolerate and have things going on outside and not feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, I would love to see Big Bike Weekend grow into something like 20,000-30,000 bikes come here.
I would too.
We've got room for it.
It seems to be growing
every
year.
And I can't say enough about Connie Granola and all the work she's done.
That's
11th through the 13th.
No, you're going to be leading the veteran.
I've been honored to ask to do that, to lead the veteran.
And what day is that?
It's going to be the 12th.
Okay.
In the morning, but this whole, but the thing is that just what you said, it's event driven mm-hmm. out here, and uh-huh. there's so many great things.
Yep.
So that you actually have to really plan what you're doing.
Right.
Like 4 days out, so you can try and get to as many as you can.
Well, and I know that it can be hard, but I would see that, you know, Reading is such a great place to have an event that, you know, I would like our city to be more of one of those really great ambassador cities to bring things here and have people have their events or conventions here.
Absolutely. We've got so many things that
because when they're here, there's tons of stuff to do.
Yes. Well, they've got, you know, and then so many, I mean, Shasta Lake, Mount Shasta, Whiskey Town, Alaska. I mean, there's so many things to do here.
The mm-hmm. trails for walking and,
we're pretty lucky. I think that every day when I drive to work.
One of the pictures that you have that's your center, mm-hmm. maybe you want to call it your center fold, would be,
look at the legs on that tree.
Look at the legs on that tree.
This is what
I love about October. I love when the leaves change. You know, there's something spiritual about, every season, but fall mm-hmm. is, you know, this is when, you know, in fact, the Amanda McBroom song, you know, the seed goes beneath so the snow and the spring becomes a rose. I feel that it's kind of like it's the rebirthing. Actually, mm-hmm. it starts now. And so it's like a change for the better.
Yeah.
And in this
a refresh.
It's a refresh. And you see this, the fall is really indicative of the leaves changing and falling. What a beautiful picture done by one of your photographers.
Well, and this is a new one. We always try and get new people to contribute to this Enjoy the View page.
So listeners.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, and we just want to point out something really beautiful a landscape in the North State. So, this is Rob Simpson and this is the first time he's ever submitted a photo for the Enjoy the View
and he
was so excited I love that. I love when that happens, but he's a photographer and, you know, he does a lot of stuff locally, so.
Well, congratulations to him. I'm sure well deserved. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what's happening with Enjoy's 7th anniversary. More news for you in the North State. It's Monday. Good morning, everybody. How are you feeling? 8:51 here on KCNR 1460.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition. Hey, Joe and his family and his crew down there, I can't say enough about them. You know, in-store deli, organic meats, raw milk, everything down there. They have the Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Now they're having classes on healthy living. And
gluten-free.
Healthy, yeah, and plus they've started Amazing Foods for Life, where daughter Vicky has, and we're talking gluten-free mixes, and you're going to hear a lot about that here in the near future. They are the North State's nutrition experts. In fact, I think they've got it down at your,
they do.
They've
that
got
Amazing
got
Foods.
That
yeah.
Amazing mm-hmm. Foods for Life mm-hmm. has got some of their,
we promote that heavily because yeah. it's a great story for them as, you know, a wonderful local business that's been here supporting the community forever. And now they actually are doing some of their own materials besides just, you know, the family has gotten involved in creating these gluten-free.
And there's like
seven
different products that, yeah, you can just get in there and cook and have ready in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition.
Well, Carl and I would love to say, with all of our hearts here at KCNR and our family that we thank you, the folks at Enjoy. On the magazine, it says Enjoy the magazine. It's on the house. You're celebrating 7 years of a magazine that has been free, representing 13 counties.
And we have subscriptions, and the magazine does go all over the United States. We have people that get a subscription in New York and a lot in Texas for some reason. But it goes all over the place.
They're planning the annexation of the Northern California.
So what's really fantastic, and I think people, you know, we talk, you know, about our community. We love being in our community. We say this all the time, but we need to share with our listeners who helped to make us strong because we can't do it without
right.
you. And people to go into the Enjoy store and realize that Enjoy magazine, with all these fundraisers that we have on and various other events, Enjoy has done over $10,000 worth of print to help promote. And those beautiful baskets that you see that have Enjoy goodies, over $12,500 worth of items that they generously donated. And that, you know, we know what it's like when we have people say, can you do this? Can you do this? And of course we want to do that. Of course we want to give to you. We want to see it be successful. And that's part of these things that sometimes get lost in the wave and the wash of the fundraiser. So we want to say right now, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for your generosity.
For everything that you give to our community.
Movies in the park. Yeah. Stuff that's free for people that it's about, it's this heart. It's the pulse.
And you can, when you get something from, you know, okay, here's our unabashed love on y'all, but we can get a box of goodies from Enjoy the Store. Never worry about it. We ship them all over the United States to our family and friends. And not once have we ever gotten anything back of, oh, everyone has come back by going, this was just absolutely
can
fabulous.
Can you get me some more of that?
Yeah. Anyway. It's like your chat room woman with her beer brittle.
Peanut brittle. Where else do you get that?
Yeah. Well, we thank you for that shout.
And you know what? We have a great team and, you know, not only in the office, but we have some phenomenal photographers and writers and, you know, we definitely,
and all of our producers. And, I mean, that store happens because of the great artists and food makers and craftspeople that live in these communities. You know, thank you to them for, you know, all the work that they do. And, you know, obviously right back at you guys because you guys are in the same business that we are. It's a media business and in some respects, but it's driven by the passion of love and community. And you have your niche that you guys, you know, handle. And you guys do a lot of stuff for the community, your time, airtime, public service announcements, all the venues that you go and speak at and sing at and MC and promote and ride motorcycles and veterans.
And we love to do that too. I mean, we love to be able to do that. It's, you know, and I'm so glad that we're able to.
You don't mean to pick and choose, but there's only so much that you can do. So we really appreciate what you have done. And we're looking forward to, you know, the Christmas time. Like I said, Christmas is coming in now. We're starting to prepare for it now.
Oh, yeah. I want to say hi to Lana really quick.
Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, Lana.
She's our girl.
Anyway,
she's our boo.
James Masada and Ron Ball, thank you so much. And I know, and Vaughn and your whole crew out there. Thanks a lot. And happy birthday.
Thank you for having us every month and letting us do the show every month too on the third Thursday.
Lana, you have to come on and talk about those fabulous recipes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Gosh. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We got all the good guys in here today. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 12 hours and counting. A partial government shutdown will hit unless there's a congressional compromise over a government funding bill. And with the shutdown looming, House Speaker John Boehner wonders why the Senate took Sunday off and isn't in session right now.
It's time for the Senate to listen to the American people, just like the House has listened to the American people, and to pass a one-year delay of Obamacare and a permanent repeal of the medical device tax.
The Democrat-controlled Senate previously rejected defunding or delaying Obamacare, and without a compromise, the government will start shutting down at midnight. Wall Street is nervous about a government shutdown. Stocks have been down sharply so far today. A longtime GOP lawmaker is calling it a career.
Spencer Backus, who has served 10 terms as an Alabama congressman, says he will not seek re-election to another term. Backus, who is the dean of the Alabama delegation and former chairman of